So we left off yesterday with a question. Our first attempt failed. We're going to make another attempt. The question is, Tzarech bir mai nekudas ha-machlokas. What's driving the machlokas over whether or not there's haseba on Afikoman? After all, the Gemara says matzah tzarech haseba. So apparently, Rishonim looked at that same line of Gemara and saw different things. The Rambam looked at that line of Gemara and saw kazayis matzah, but not afikoman. So it appears. Well, the Tosus and the later Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rosh Mordechai and the Hagos Maimini all looked at that Gemara and said, oh yeah, matzah tzarech haseba. That means all the matzah, including the afikoman. The question is why? Particularly since the Rosh is the one who says Afikoman is not a mitzvah of matzah, and yet he seems to understand that matzah tzarech haseba includes Afikoman. And even more strangely, the Rambam, who holds Afikoman is mitzvah matzah. As a matter of fact, the Rambam quotes the Rif that the primary address of the mitzvah of matzah is Afikoman. If you only have one kazayis matzah shmura, you're going to save for Afikoman. And yet, that's not that afikoman, which is primary mitzvah matzah, does not require a seva. The Gemara says matzah tzarech haseva, but it's not referring to the main mitzvah b'erev tofu matzah, which the Rambam and the Rif seems to be the afikoman. Right? And they were talking about earlier today hagabi atzmechem. In that situation, the Rambam quotes in the Parakhes from the Rif, Dav Chazayim and Alf B'Dapei Rif, the end of Arvei Pesachim. You only have one kazayis matzah shmura, so you're going to eat the kazayis, the sole kazayis matzah shmura for afikoman. You start your meal with kosher pesach, non shmura, non lishma, but your haseba is going to be the beginning of the meal. You're not getting mesiv for matzah mitzvah whatsoever. You're mesiv at the beginning of the meal for non shmura, and at the end of the meal you have matzah shmura, and that's your real mitzvah matzah, but you're not doing haseba then. Halo davar. Now, that particular example I just gave you of sort of combining, thinking about how these two sheets of the Rambam take place simultaneously, actually, as we'll see, will hopefully give us some insight. Well, let's put that aside for just a moment. Again, where your matzah shmura is shalo beheseva, and your non-matzah shmura is beheseva, you're not doing the kind of mitzvah of matzah beheseva, it's actually very important. That's very important. And with that in mind, as you let that percolate, let's take a look at the other issue that Tosus raises. The next Tosus, Kulhu, raised the question of what happens if you didn't do Haseva. Is Haseva ma'akev or not? Like we were saying earlier, whenever you have a mitzvah with different aspects, so sometimes you lose an aspect, but you're still Mekayim Shlo B'Shlemusa. Sometimes you lose such a critical aspect that there's no mitzvah whatsoever. So if I took all four minim on Sukkot, but without nanuim, I was yotzei shlo b'shlei musa. Or I did the mitzvah without the bracha, I was yotzei shlo b'shlei musa. That midrabanan, you're missing something without a brachas mitzvah, but you're still yotzei b'diyad. You don't have to repeat the mitzvah with the bracha. But if I picked up lulav, hadasim, and aravas, but I never picked up the esrig, that's missing so much that it's not mitzvah shlo b'shlei musa, that's low key. Esrig is ma'akev, and you have to retake your arba minim. So Tosus appears to raise the question: how about haseva? Right? So Tosus says, "Kuf chesam and alav kulu kol dalek kosus trichim haseva shashkia maskalas hasugya. You need haseva for all four. Tzarechi in the meshachav lo hasim yachter v'yishta." Tosus says, open question, they're not sure if you drank Shloba Haseba, so do you have to re-drink? Sounds like you drank Shloba Haseba, was that just a Kiyam Shloba Shleimusa of Dalakosos, or Imamish were not Mekayim Dalakosos? Take a look at the Rosh. What does the Rosh say about this? Tosus is not sure what the din should be. What did the Rosh say? Did the Rosh have a conclusion? Well? Let's take a look. See, your Simon Chaf. The Rosh, Simon Chaf, and Arvei Pesachim, and Ar Gemara, The first couple lines he reviews, Onish Mitzrayim Yochad Shiyasev, reviews the Gemara, Mata needs a Seba, Mara does not need a Seba, the whole back and forth about Yayin. You should know, by the way, the Rush in general is built on a basis of Rif. And what the Rush did is he took, and some of the newer editions of the Gemara demonstrate this. They have a different font for the parts of the Rush, most of it, which are quotes from the Rif. He started with the Rif and then added more material from the Baal Yatosis. He starts with the Rif, in this case, quoting the Gemara. So let's pick up from the seventh line. Eighth line. Right. The line begins with the parentheses. The Maskanas Hasugya, they require Hasebra all four coasters because not sure which yes, which not. And then he says, Umatza boy Hasebra because I free shun Kazash Afikoman. Quotes Tosus, as we saw in the base Yosef, need a Hasebra both Matzah at the beginning and Afikoman at the end. Vimachash below Hasebra, lo Yatza. If you ate without Hasebra, you're not Yotze, you have to re eat. Tosus wasn't sure. The Rush is sure. The only question the Rush has is for the last two kosos, maybe you shouldn't re-drink because there is an issue of not being nearer than most of our kosos. That's what the Tosa says. That's what the Rush says. The Tosa already raised that possibility. Maybe it may not be cost-free to repeat kosos at the end because there's a concern of nearer than most of our kosos. But Tosa said, but the Rush says, but for matzah and for the first two kosos, you need to redo it. Be-he-seba.
What's the concern for the last two kosos?
Nirek and Mosef ala kosos. Let's see everything. Let's skip down a few lines and we'll come back. Four lines for the bottom of the Rush. V'chein b'kos rishon v'sheni im lo shasa be-he-seba yachsev yishte be-he-seba. If you missed he-seba in the first two kosos, you have to re-drink with he-seba. Aval, the coast Shlisha Ravi, the third or fourth coast, those Benshin or Halel, and Yishta Yoser, if we'll tell you to re-drink, drink an extra cup to Chapar and Yoseba, Nirek and Mosef Alakosos, and they look as though you're having too many. On the other hand, Niyu Ekel and Meimar Kevin Shashasha Shlo B'tikuno, Hoover Hadavar Shlomi Nakosis Haya. On the other hand, the Rush says, look, but on the other hand, if I didn't do Haseba on that coast, so I wasn't Yotze that coast. So that wasn't coast three, that was zero. I'm not most of all Kosos. Now I'm drinking the coast I need to drink. So the Rush says there's an argument he made that even in the last two Kosos, you have to redrink. Masha Shosa Atahu Koshal Chova. Okay. Interesting question it raises. Let's get back to the core. That also may get us thinking. Let's get back to the core of the Rush. Skipping back a few lines where we left off. Six lines from the bottom. Imacha below hasei below yotza. If you ate matzah without haseba, you're not yotze. How do I know? Kedam Rishu ben Levi. The Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Chesam Ralph we looked at yesterday. And the Gemara raises the question, does a waiter require Haseba or not? He's not really sitting much, and he's not really in a position of Cheres. He's working at this meal. For multiple reasons, one could have argued that he does not require, he could eat without Haseba. So the Gemara had come to the conclusion that he does need Haseba. How do you know? Kedam Rishu ben Levi, we quoted in the Gemara the statement of Rishu ben Levi, Hashamash, Shaocha Kazai Samatza, Kishu Mesev Yatza. If a waiter eats kzayis matzah, be'aseba yotze. So mashma, mesevin, lo mesev lo. Sounds like he's yotze if he ate the kzayis be'aseba. But if he didn't eat the kzayis be'aseba, he was not yotze, despite the fact, now the Gemara's point is, despite the fact that he's a shamas. So apparently the Gemara said, you see that the shamas is required to do haseba, just like any other Jew. The Rush is saying, you see something else from that statement, which is, he's not Yotze without Haseba. even the waiter will have to re-eat the matzah. He will not have been yotzei matzah if he ate it. Shalom b'seva. If he has kazayis matzah b'seva, yotzei. If he had shalom b'seva, not yotzei. Got to re-eat it. You weren't yotzei matzah without the seva. That's what the Rush writes. So the Brisker Rav has two pieces, two essays on this parak of Rambam, parak Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Tzimtzum, a very short one and a very long one. So we're going to discuss right now what he says in the very short one. It's actually, I think, one of the shortest pieces in the whole thing.
I thought you were going to say the long one.
Not super short, but here, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. Perek Zayin Halacha Tes is a lengthy, beautiful piece about Arba Kosos. He develops the idea of the Rif Haram of different years in the Gemara, and they understand there are two aspects to Arba Kosos. We may touch on that a drop, but he has a piece about Haseba. Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, our Rambam, in which he points out the following. There's a fascinating rush. The Rambam never seems to make this comment about Haseba b'Ma'akev, which should flow from the Gemara. The Rambam made a different comment, which, because of my error, did not end up in your Marmakamos. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, I gave you Halachas Vav and Zayin in the copies, but Zayin Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, he says you have to have the Kazayis Matzah Dal Kosas Veseva, and the Rambam says, and if you eat the whole meal Veseva, eat everything Veseva, Reza Meshubach. What does that mean? The Rambam does not talk about shochach lo yotza. The Rambam does say, if you eat everything behaseba, hareza meshuvach, where did that come from? The Rambam stresses in more than one place, in letters to Pinchas Hadayin, the Hakdam to Mishnah Torah, everything in Mishnah Torah is a quote. If he wants to say his own chiddush, he'll tell you. He'll preface it by saying, Niroi Ali. His way of saying, Niroi, it seems to me. Now, Shefter Kor, I think it's Asaf, one of the great, a professor of an academic scholar of Rambam, who in an article points out the Rambam says that, I believe, less than 100 times throughout the entire Mishnah Torah. Less than 100 times, I think 99 times. It says, he said, Yerali. Everything, 99.99%, is quotes. He may have his own interpretation of his own understanding of a Maamar Chazal, but everything is quoted by Maamar Chazal. Where do you see that? Kol Marber is a Meshubach by Haseba. The Gemara said, Matzah, yes, Mar, no, Yayin, yes, no, maybe, and the answer is yes. Zel, where do you get this Kol Marber is a Meshubach by Haseba? And on the other hand, he does not quote that it's Ma'akev and Matzah. And I would add, the third point is, what's with that stream? What he says that Kol Marber is a Meshubach, but it does not require it for Afikoma. Right? Brisker Rav says, all these details point to a much larger question. And Brisker Rav says, we need to look at the address of this din in the Rambam, which is something that Brisker Rav often reminds us to do. Where does a Rambam quote the din drabban of Haseba? Which parak? Which parak? Parak Zayin. What's Parak Zayin about? What's the overall topic of Parak Zayin? You look at Parak Zayin Halacha Aleph. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's back up a little bit. The first five prakim of Chametz U'Matzah are about Chametz. The Isurim of Chametz. Parak Shishi is about, as you saw, Matzah. Right? Opens up Parak Shishi. There's a mitzvah. Doraisa, mitzvah say doraisa to eat k'zayis matzah leil haseder be'erev tochel matzahs, and that's achilas matzah is the focus of perek shishi, perek vav. Perek Shvi is about the next mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. How he opens Perek Zayin. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah Zayin Aleph l'saper benisim l'flow shenaslo v'seim Mitzrayim. V'leachem yishasa benisim. Mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim with a focus on the Nisim. And then over the course of the next number of halachos, he talks about, unpacks all the rules and regulations of how you go about doing Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That you need dialogue, and you get kids to ask questions, and you give out treats, and you keep the kids excited, and you keep the kids engaged, and there's dramatic contrast, and so on and so forth, throughout Halachas Beis, and Gimel, and Dalet. And hey, he quotes Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom Shol Shadorayim L'Pesel Yosid Yechavaso, Halacha Vav. Let's take a look inside. You remember that Haseba starts in which halacha? Halacha Zayin. That's what we think. But watch. Remember, we're talking about the mitzvah say d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Halach Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. B'chol dar v'dar chayv adam lehar osas atzmo ki hu ba'atzmo yata atem yishibu Mitzrayim. It sounds pretty familiar. Every generation, a Jew is obligated to what? To do what? To show himself. Right? This is a famous letter of the Rambam. Argirsa is liros es atzmo. You have to imagine that you're going free from Mitzrayim now. The Rambam says it's not a question of chovos halavavos. It's a question of chovos ha'evarim. Rambam says it's not a question of what you're thinking in your head, but how you're acting. Maybe it's supposed to impact how you think. But it's a mitzvah laharos, not liros as asmo, to see yourself, to imagine, but laharos as asmo, to portray, to demonstrate. You have to act out leaving Mitzrayim. Shene emar v'osanu hotzi misham. He took us out. Al davar zeh tziva kadosh baruch hu b'torah v'zacharta ki eved hayisa. You have to remember that you were an Eved. Kalama, what does that mean? But I wasn't an Eved. What it means to say is, Ki'ilu ata b'yatzmach ha'yisa Eved. As though, Yatzas l'cheiros v'nifteisa. So the Rambam does seem to have the concept of liros asatzmo. He's talking about seeing yourself this way, measuring yourself this way, but it's not enough to have in your head. You have to actually act it out. In other words, after all the different elements of the questions and answers and the audiovisual aids, all the different elements of how you do Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the pinnacle of it, the last halacha about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim d'oraisa, is it's not enough to talk. It's not merely a verbal mitzvah. It's a kinesthetic mitzvah also. It's an active mitzvah. It's a mitzvah shel ma'aseh. It's not enough to say Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to do. You have to act out Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And many of you are no doubt familiar that there are Sephardic communities where they do act out different parts of the story. You jump over, you have a whipping each other with a scallion to get a sense of what it was like in Mitzrayim. Obviously only a portrayal, painless portrayal. No people were hurt, no members of the family were hurt in this production. Hitting yourself with a scallion is not very painful. Or sometimes you'll make, some communities will have the minig. You make something as though it were the Yom Sof. You walk through the Yom Sof. Sorry. Then the Rambam says, so you have to figure out how you're going to do this. What's the next word in Rambam? What's the next word? The first word in Halacha Zayin is Lefikach. We've seen this before. Therefore, says the Rambam, since it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lefikach, Kishasoed adam balayla hazeh, when you eat your meal, you eat your seuda leila seder tzarich lechol v'lishas v'umesef derecheres. You have to eat and drink beheseva as an expression of cheres. Number one. Number two. V'chalechav yechad be'anashim be'anashim chayv lishas balayla hazeh arba kosas shal yayin. And everyone, men and women alike, have to drink arba kosas. Lefikach. Since is a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is laharos, therefore we act it out with haseba dal kosos. Now, number one, you might look at this. We've seen this in Rambam before. And you might say, one second. Do you mean haseba is d'oraisa? Abrakosis Daraisa?
Really? Really? The Rambam think this is Daraisa? Lefikach?
The answer, presumably, we've seen this in other places in Rambam also, is that he will often identify a din derabanan as being a particular way of fulfilling a din daraisa. In other words, we could have the obligation to specifically do hesev as only midrabanan. Why? Because I am chayiv the Rambam min haTorah laharos es atzmo, but I could have done it with a scallion and not with a heseva. I could have done it with a bathtub, walking through the water, and not with a heseva. So min haTorah, there are 1,000 ways I could dream of how I could fulfill laharos es atzmo. I have to do some of them. I'm mechuyev to do some of them, but I'm not mechuyev to pick any one in particular. Midrabanan Chazal came along and said, at the very least, you must do heseva and dalakosas. You can do whatever else you want as well, laharos, but minimally, everyone has to do heseva and dalakosas. So the requirement to specifically perform heseva and dalakosas, that's the only requirement of midrabanan. But once you do that, it's a fulfillment daraisa of laharos es atzmo. In other words, it's a fulfillment daraisa of sipur yetzias Mitzrayim. We understand now well why the Rambam has Heseba and Arba Kosos in the seventh parak. It's a part of, it's a drabanan aspect of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You'll notice, by the way, also that the Rambam presented initially the mitzvah is, when he gives his thumbnail portrait, it's Lecho V'lishtos V'hu Mason. That harks, where did he get that language from? He didn't say anything about matzah or arbakosos. What's he quoting? Where do you get that language from? Tzorech lecho v'lishtos u'meisav derecheres. That's a takeoff on which line from Chazal? I'll give you a hint. It's not on Kufches. It's on Daf, Tzadi Tes. It's the Mishnah. Remember, lo yochal ad sheyaseh. Remember, we stressed when he began the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't talk about specifics, but it does tell me heseva is a way of eating. You have to eat the heseva. That's why the Rambam presents the core mitzvah. The core mitzvah midrabanan of heseva is to eat and drink the heseva. Detailed, that's halacha zayin, where he's laying out the basics of heseva and arbakosis. And then he elaborates, in halacha ches, he elaborates on the details of heseva, and that's where he mentions the matzah, and the arbakosa specifically. And then halacha tes and on, he elaborates on the details of arbakosas. But the core idea is lecho v'lishos v'hu meisav derecheres, as an aspect of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim, perek zayin of chabatu matzah. Oh, says the Brisker Rav, I'll paraphrase a little bit, but says the Brisker Rav, you get the impression that the Rush, if the Rush was writing a Mishnah Torah, he would have put Heseba in Perek Vav. It's a detail, it sounds like, in matzah. Matzah requires Heseba. If you ate matzah without Heseba, you're not, it's, you weren't even Yotze matzah. You have to re-eat the matzah. Because, perhaps, it's a chisaron in the matzah. And that's how he read Reshuben Levi. The Rambam does not see Heseba as an aspect of matzah or arbakosos. Heseba is a freestanding mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The way you do it is to eat and drink the Heseba. If you want details, specifically you eat the matzah, the first kazayas of matzah, and drink the dalakosos, the Heseba. But it's not so much an enhancement of the mitzvah of matzah. We're using matzah as a platform to enhance Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not only will we talk about freedom, but we're actually going to eat our matzah in a free way. So enhance as an aspect, as a physical, kinesthetic aspect of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh! So now, lots of things fall into place. You see, number one, you understand now why it's specifically the Rambam, Biskarov points out, specifically the Rambam who said that matzah, kazayis matzah, and arbakosos, those are the minimum. You have to, at the very least, do heseva on kazayis matzah and arba kosas. You want to do more? Do a seber for more of the meal. Gesunta hayt. Harei ze meshubach. That would be great. Why is it great? So Briskov says, if you think the hesed was an aspect of the mitzvah of matzah, then what's the point of eating your boiled beef? The haseba, that's not matzah. You're not enhancing the mitzvah of matzah. But the Rambam doesn't think the haseba is a part of the mitzvah of matzah. Haseba is an independent mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the minimum shear is, at the very least, eat matzah b'haseba. You want to eat more b'haseba, gevaldik. Whatever you eat b'haseba will be added expression of derech eres. Mora, we would say, don't, because that's just contradictory. That's ruining the mora. Mora is meant to express unvarnished avdus. There's no element of cheiris in the mar. So to be masive for the mar would be distasteful and ruin the messaging of the mar. But anything other than marar, hareza meshubach. And, I'll take a question in a moment. Where did Ram get that from? I asked you before. It's a very nice idea that you could do a seva for more, but where does it come from in Chazal? Rav didn't say Ye Ro'eli. Then we've understood, based on my understanding of a seva, it would make sense logically that you could do more. He didn't say that. He didn't say Ye Ro'eli. So he's quoting Chazal. Where Chazal? What Chazal? So sometimes the answer is it's some Yerushalmi we haven't seen yet. It's some Mechilta we haven't seen yet. But in this case, Briskov points out it's a Gemara we've been staring at. The Rambam just Kedarko, he's quoting the Gemara, his read of the Gemara. The Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Ches Siman Aleph. The Shamas. The waiter. What's with the waiter? Let's take a look at that Gemara again. Ibailu! Is the waiter chayv and a seber or not? The Gemara said, yes. How do I know? Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What did Rabbi Shua Levi say? If he ate a kazayis matzah b'seva, it's yotzei. What? Oh, number one yotzei what? So the Rosh, at least the way the Briskov, now one could have read the Rosh a little differently, I'll admit, but the Briskov still only reads the Rosh as saying yotzei matzah. Right? Mesevin. Again, the way the Gemara flows, mesevin lo mesev lo. But the Briskerov says, we know how the Rama read this from Rishu ben Levi? If the waiter eats, if he ate the kazayis of matzah, beheseba, then he's yotzei. Yotzei what? One second. We'll get back to the next line. But the Rama would argue, look at Rishu ben Levi in his own right. We can talk after what our Gemara draws from it. But look at Rishu ben Levi in his own right. He said, the waiter, if he eats a kazayis matzah, beheseba, then he's yotzei what? Haseba for the Rambam. Yosei Haseba, meaning, so then why are we saying Kazayis Matzah? You see, if you think it means you're Yosei Matzah, so if you eat your Matzah, the Haseba, you're Yosei. The Rishul Levi's implication is if you ate your Matzah Shalom Haseba, you didn't eat your Matzah Haseba, then you weren't Yosei Matzah. But the Rambam's, Briskov says, but the Rambam's Rishul Levi's, no. We're talking about Haseba. Even a waiter needs a seder. If the waiter eats a kazayis matzah, that's good enough. Good enough. Yotzah in the passage is enough. More would be better. Haseba really, the Rambam Shitza, Briskov points out, ironically, comes from the very memory of Shulman Levi, the Rush quoted, but just with a different read. Yotzah means yotzah haseba. Meaning, and now there are two lines in the Rambam that come from Rishu ben Levi. Watch this. Rishu ben Levi is saying, Nebuch, the guy is a waiter. He's jumping up and down the whole time, running back and forth from the kitchen. You can tell him he has to eat the whole meal, but Haseba, he's not going to eat anything. You say, look, if you're jumping up and down, you're Yotzei Haseba minimally if you ate the Kazayis Matzah of Haseba. And if you need to eat the rest of the meal on the run, that's okay. You've been yotzei the minimum shear of haseba, which is kazayis matzah. Of course, if you can do more, hareza meshubach. Waiter or not, certainly if you're not a waiter, you're sitting at the table all the time, why not chaparai more haseba? But the minimum shear of haseba, whether you're a waiter or not, and the minimum shear of haseba is at least The minimum shear of achilu shtia beheseba is matzah and dalal kosos. Oh. And now, you look at this Rishuah ben Levi, this member Rishuah ben Levi, you say, there are two lines in Rambam that come from directly from this member. The second line in Rambam comes from this member, what we're talking about. This is where he derived that if you did more harez than the shugah, because of the language yotze. Kazayis or yotze, more than every. That's the implication. The first line in Rambam that comes directly from Rishuah ben Levi is kazayis matzah. That was the Rambam's language, right? You have to have kazayis matzah and arba kosos beheseba. Where do you get the term kazayis matzah from? The Gemara earlier said matzah sar beheseba. Where did the Rambam get the term kazayis matzah mina seba from? Says Rav, if you're reading sensitively, the Rambam is not quoting just merely the top matzah sar beheseba. He's quoting the bottom. He's quoting Shulman Levi. What does Shulman Levi say? The minimum share is kazayis matzah. If you read Rishuah ben Levi as the Rambam does, as what's the shear of Heseba, not a statement about the mitzvah of matzah, then it's Gevaldik. He's saying the minimum amount of Heseba is Kazayis matzah. The more, the merrier. You want to become Heseba? Gevaldik. You want to eat chicken Heseba? Gevaldik. You want to drink your fresca Heseba? Gevaldik. But minimum, Kazayis matzah arba kosos. It's the minimum shear. And it all comes from this Rishuah ben Levi. And now, the concept falls into place also. And here we come back to something that Dovi and Davi were working on before, which is, we were so bothered, the Rambam is the one of the great proponents of Afikoman as a core part of the mitzvah matzah. And when need be, it is the address of mitzvahs matzah. Right? If I only have one kazayis matzah shmura, matzah with asil l'shma, we're going to eat a dafka for afikoman. And yet, I'm being mesav at the beginning, I'm not requiring mesav afikoman. Hallo davar, how can it be? But the mitzvah of matzah is over there. Mitzvah of matzah is by afikoman. Why doesn't it require haseva? So I think, given this briskirav, the answer becomes clear, as you were saying. Namely, of course, the mitzvah of matzah is later afikoman. But who cares? We care for the mitzvah of matzah, but we're not talking the mitzvah of matzah. We're talking the mitzvah of heseva, which for the Rambam is an independent mitzvah. It's a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not that when I eat matzah beheseva, I've enhanced it's part of the mitzvah of Hilchas Matzah. It's not part of Hilchas Matzah. It's part of Hilchas Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And going back to basics, the Mishnah and the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, the mitzvah at core is not to eat matzah beheseva. The mitzvah at core is to eat beheseva. Lo yocha achiyase, achila beheseva. Why? Because the reality is, in Greco-Roman times, that's how aristocrats ate, beheseva. So Chazal said, midrabanan, we're going to impose a chiyuv to eat beheseva in order to give expression to the Cheirus, as a way of fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, of Laharas Asatzma. Laman Tizka, Yisam Tzitz Cheirus, Yisam Kalim Mechayecha. Oh! So, they could have just said, eat and drink anything beheseva. It didn't have to be any particular food. Chazal could have just said, eat some achilz bekazayis, eat a kazayis of something beheseva. They could have said that. They chose not to. Chazal said, we're going to make it a little more specific. We're not just going to say, eat a kazayis of something. We're going to tell you specifically what to eat. So, what's the most thing? The most logical thing to require is matzah. That's the one food that everyone is eating, Leila Seder. Well, if you're going to pick a particular food, it makes sense it's going to be matzah. And that's the first, or one of the first, substantive achilos of the night. They have karpas, which the Rambam is substantial also, dipped in charoses, but we understand the first achila d'oraisa, or not, but they chose matzah. But it's not about the mitzvah of matzah. They could have said, you should eat a kazayis of chicken beheseba. Or they could have just said, eat a kazayis of anything beheseba. They chose, in formulating the din d'rabban of heseba, they said, matzah. But it's not about matzah's mitzvah. It's just, you have to have an achila b'kazayis. So that's why it's not at all difficult that the afikoman doesn't require haseba. It's true afikoman is part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. And maybe the primary edge of mitzvah matzah. Okay. But this is not about the mitzvah of matzah. This is about the mitzvah of sibra tzias mitzrayim. They just needed an achila to require haseba. So they said, the first kazayis. That's the minimum sure. You want to make afikoman also, harez the meshubach, who had the nami, everything could be achila b'haseba. It's not about mitzvahs halayla. Dafka for the rush, it is about mitzvahs. Dafka the rush is about mitzvahs. So then we understand, afikoman is a mitzvah, requires a seva. Perhaps the rush would hold, I don't know, that bezman hamikdash, maybe he would hold that carbon pesach requires a seva. Maybe. It's one of the mitzvahs halayla. The mitzvahs halayla require haseba. Perhaps. But for the Rambam, haseba is not mitzvahs about mitzvahs halayla. Haseba is a mitzvah in and of itself. I have a requirement to throw myself thoroughly into Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. I pull out all the stops, as the Reb Chaim describes elsewhere. Maybe we'll talk about some more tomorrow. The difference between Zechira and Sipur. Every day, every night, there's a mitzvah of Zechira once a year, Midrabana and Chutzar twice a year, a mitzvah of Sipur. So what's the difference? Not just that, it's longer. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. If you look throughout the halachas the Rambam is quoting of the first few halachas of Perek Zayin, it's such an enriched mitzvah. All the different educational aspects, questions and answers and dialogue, and dramatic contrast and audiovisual aids, and act it out. Kinesthetic learning. Multimodal learning. That's part and parcel of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Haseba is, for the Rambam, a drabbanan mandated way to fulfill this mitzvah d'oraisa. And with that, everything falls into place. You're still yotzei matzah if you ate shalom b'haseba. You're still yotzei shtiyas abrakosis if you ate shalom b'haseba. You missed the chance to do haseba. But the matzah is untouched, the abrakosis are untouched. Right? And, on the one hand, the minimum shear of haseba is merely kazayis rishon. Not afikoman, despite the afikoman is very much a part of the mitzvah of matzah, but it's not the shear of haseba of sibra tzias mitzrayim. And on the other hand, if you could be mesiv more, it's meaningful because it's more sibra tzias mitzrayim. It's not that the haseba is enhancing the food that you're eating, and what enhancement is there for matzah balls? No. The haseba is an enhancement of the sibra tzias mitzrayim. Whatever, stam to be mesiv to talk, that's meaningless. But to be mesiv to eat and drink, however much I can mesiv for eating and drinking, that will add to the sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.